in this boy meets world. Boy meets world. Wonder now this road that we call life is what we're doing. It's good to know our friends will always stand by me when this boy meets world.
We're putting Topanga's parents back together.
Corey, I know you think we can do anything, but we can't.
Why not? Shawnee, do you honestly believe there's something the two of us can't do?
I don't want to get into this with you right now. I just don't want to go to Pittsburgh, okay? It's cold. It's flu season. There's steel all over the place.
What's the problem, Shawnee?
These are adults. It's not like we can just go, hey, Debbie likes you.
We just wanted to come by and get the rest of our stuff. We're in the apartment now, you know?
Why do you need to be so somber?
Corey, the only relationship I believed in more than ours is dead. And I'm not somber.
I want you to turn that frown upside down.
Stop it.
Yeah, Corey, don't.
Don't what? Don't be the only one who knows the four of us should be together? Well, I'm gonna fix you. And I'm gonna fix you, and I'm gonna fix you. And then I'm gonna take a bath.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, mopey.
Don't make fun of me. Sensitive jerk.
And she's gonna be Mrs. Insensitive Jerk.
Sean.
Angela.
Okay, here's like an hour out of my life.
I can't be in a relationship right now.
Fine. You know what? That's absolutely fine. But this is you. And if you walk out that door, I'm just gonna forget that you ever existed. I'll do anything to get her back.
That's right.
This place is perfect for us. I like it.
I'm glad we gave up our apartment.
Bachelor pad.
Our masculine kingdom.
Yep. That is one big freaking picture of the Backstreet Boys.
The BSB rocks.
I'm just trying to get the best out of a bad situation.
I'm a loser. I want my apartment back. This place is for girls.
Oh, nail polish. Oh, do me. First me hands, and then me feet.
All right, you need to calm down.
You know something, you're right, I'm sorry. We gotta get our apartment back, man.
You're right, man.
I can't spend another second in this place.
Why not?
Because the cute one's looking at me. You think Howie's the cute one? I thought Nick was the cute one. Oh, let's get the hell out of here.
I was the one with the hat.
All right, boys. What do you got for me?
We got bullies, man. Big, vicious bullies. What do we do?
I'll tell you what you do. You stand up to them.
Even if they're girls?
Gorillas?
Even if they're gorillas? Big, banana-eating gorillas?
By definition, bullies will back down, whether they're banana-eating gorillas or three cute little co-eds who have made a mockery of your name.
Oh, no. My name's Mockery.
How did you know that?
Dude, you're the laughing stock of the college.
Jack, everybody's laughing at you. Look at his hair and everything. The shirt.
Corey, before we actually start interfering with these people's lives, don't you think we should find out why they split up in the first place?
It's insignificant, Shawnee. It's unimportant. Okay, this is Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence. We've known these people all our lives. They're in love with each other, and they do not want to split up. Trust me, I once caught him grabbing her tushy and going, awooga.
I don't want to go in there.
Sean, do you want to be back with the Pangela or not?
Angela?
I'm just trying to save time here.
Topanga's father has always hated me. He once threw a rock at my head.
Corey, you're a long way from Philadelphia, aren't you?
I'm here to save your life.
Hunter?
Wow, I told you.
is what's known as a transitional place, boys. Sorry for the mess.
Well, I hope you don't mind my saying this, but this is a real pity.
Oh, man, it's a human tragedy, huh, Corey?
Is that too much?
Corey, why are you here?
I'm here because I want you to leave this place and go back to your lovely home.
Listen, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but my wife and I are better off without each other.
No, no, you're not. Listen, Mr. Lawrence, I've known you two my entire life, all right? I know how much you love each other. I saw you go auga.
You saw that?
Yes, I did.
You didn't see honk honk, did you?
No.
Listen, thanks for coming, guys, but I'll be just fine.
Dirty dishes and wrinkled shirts is fine. I mean, what do you got here, Mr. Lawrence? You got ESPN and a six-pack. You got nothing.
Corey, what gives you the right to talk to me like that?
Love. That I believe in its power and in its purpose, and that somehow you've forgotten. So I guess that gives me the right to remind you.
You got a lot of confidence, Corey.
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, it's not just for you. Well, actually, Sean and I really miss Topangela. I'm just trying to save time.
Why don't you like me? Is it because growing up you thought I was a little hood?
No, it was because of the time I went down the basement and caught you making out with Topanga.
Oh, see, Sean, what did you do?
I'm kidding, Corey. It was always you in the basement.
Hey, it was always me in the basement. I spent many happy years in that basement. Didn't get nothing.
So, why don't you like me?
Because I always thought it was going to be you in the basement with Topanga. Hunter, I was scared of you. When I... Actually, I should have been scared of you. You turned out to be a good kid, Hunter. I was wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about a lot of things.
I want you to see your wife again.
I can't.
Can't you please just see your wife again?
I can't.
Look, don't you feel that you owe her that much?
Corey! She kicked me out.
Corey, we're done.
If you love somebody, how can you be done?
You're young. You don't understand what happens when people fall out of love.
No. I don't believe that. You're angry at each other. Okay, like my parents get. But then they remember that they love each other. And everything's okay again.
Corey, we're not your parents. We're different people in a different situation.
Do you understand that your daughter doesn't even believe in love anymore because she thinks that you don't?
Corey, if you and Topanga truly love each other, you'll be fine.
Look, I want you to be fine. Okay? Now, will you see your husband, please?
No.
Will you see your husband, please?
No.
Will you see your husband, please?
Oh, man.
You think he's backing down? He's not backing down.
Look, he'll come over here, okay? And everything will be good again. Don't you want everything to be good again?
Yes, I want everything to be good again. It's just not as easy as that.
Yes, it is. Look, I know you two, okay? I know how much you love each other.
Corey, why are you doing this?
I don't know. I guess I'm paying you back for the 2,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches you made me.
He really wants to see me. You're not just saying that because you think it's right.
I would never do that.
We want our apartment back, and we want it now!
You're bullies is all you are, and I, for one, have never backed down from a bully.
I really respect that, Jack.
You guys are such strong men. What strong men?
Can I offer a slight suggestion?
Of course you may.
How about we settle this right now? How about we kick your squirrely butts right now? Do you guys have any idea what is going on in my life right now? Do you have any idea how much anger I have inside of me?
A lot?
Steel cage match. Tag team. Whoever lives gets this apartment.
Ha, ha, ha. Let me get this straight.
You three girly girls want to wrestle us manly men? Do the thing with the arms. Do the thing. Look at that. Boom!
Are you sure about this, Topanga?
Must be an empty can, Eric.
Let's go. Bring it on.
Dude, what did Corey do to her?
All right, wait, wait, wait. Wait. How are we supposed to wrestle? Without a referee.
Yep, he's right. Oh, we can't do this.
No, there's no way. Think about it. There's no way.
There is no possible way to do this.
How are we going to do it?
Without a referee.
Where am I?
It's nice to meet you, Mankind.
Are you having a nice day?
Nice to meet you, Governor.
Good luck.
Thank you so much for refereeing. It shouldn't take too long.
Okay, the rules are simple. There will be absolutely no touching the girls above the belt.
Oh, wait, hang on a second.
There'll be none of that. There'll be none of absolutely.
Sounds good.
All right, let's bring it.
Rachel, I can't fight you. You're too little. You're too sweet.
Oh, Jack, that is really sweet of you.
That is sweet.
Oh, thank you.
Don't tag me, but I'm okay. No, don't tag me. Get in there and wrestle, Jack.
I don't know where to grab. All I see are girly parts.
Don't touch those.
All right, there's three of them. This is unfair.
Yeah.
The only things that are not fair is this.
Okay, bring it on.
This apartment is ours!
Hi, Jed.
Hi, Rihanna. What's up?
What's up? Are you kidding me?
Can I come in?
Please come in.
So, how are you?
I'm okay, I guess.
Oh, nobody in the world knows how to do anything right.
Hey, Sean.
Mr. Lawrence.
Who's in the basement?
Not me. Not me.
Hey, Corey.
Her. Talk to her.
Corey told me that you wanted to see me.
He did? He told me the same thing.
Well, hey, it's just important that you're here together, right?
Well, we should be able to be together no matter what went on between us.
You think so?
Johnny, they're talking.
Rhiannon, I just want you to know that I would never trade the years that we had.
That is so beautiful. That's right from the soul. You didn't think we're going to pull this off, did you?
And in time,
I hope that you can find it in your heart to forgive me.
Bam, there it is. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is everything.
Forgive him for what?
Who cares? Shh.
Is that what you came here to say, that you want me to forgive you?
I don't want you to hate me anymore.
What do you want me to say, Jed? I don't hate you. Because of our life together and the beautiful child that we've made.
Topanga.
I will try as hard as I can to forgive you.
Oh, my gosh. You did it.
I did it.
I really did it, Johnny.
And I hope you find happiness with Marie.
Oh, no. Who's Marie?
Marie is the woman that he loves now.
How could you do that?
I'm sorry, Corey.
How could you love any other woman but this woman? What is wrong with this woman?
Corey, please.
Corey, these things happen.
Why?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Love can't just die.
It can, Corey. It did. I'm just so sorry that you had to find out like this. Corey, please don't tell Topanga. I don't want her to hate her father.
Corey? Yeah.
What if we don't know anything? Okay, there they are. What are we doing here, Corey? Wherever you go, I'm following your lead, okay? There they are. What are we doing?
Hey, how was your weekend?
Boring, uneventful. We stayed here in Philly, local. We stayed in town.
We went to Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you go to Pittsburgh?
Steel. We needed to find some girders.
We went to talk to your parents.
Oh, yeah.
You went to talk to my parents without talking to me first?
Hey, Topanga, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Did you go there to fix everything?
Hey.
Huh? Is that what you did, Superman?
Hey, knock it off. Look, Corey traveled 100 miles on a Greyhound bus and found your parents to try to put them back together for you. For you. And he was brilliant.
He was?
He made some unbelievable moves. Will you see your wife, please? Will you take your husband back, please? It was good, Topanga. You were good.
Were you?
I wanted to be.
What does that mean?
I failed. I failed horribly. I don't think your parents are going to get back together.
I don't either. I don't understand what could have happened between them. I mean, they were so in love.
I know.
Do you have any idea what could have happened to them?
No. I don't know, you know, sometimes things just happen. But you were right. Everything I believed was wrong. Sometimes love just dies. Topanga, look.
Good morning.
Now what? Now it's over.
If you will open your books to page 48, please.
Don't say that. You've never said that before.
Yeah, well, I never believed it before either.
We'll turn our attention to the Cold War.
flowers. How many times I gotta tell you? We gotta pick wallpaper that says we're men.
Teddy bears?
Yeah, teddy bears.
Hey, what do you think, Mankind?
I think the first thing you've got to do is take down that poster, because the cute guy is staring at me. I hate being stared at.
No, I can't stop looking at him.
Dude, don't look at him.
Can't help it. He has leather straps on his face.
It's time that you met Mr. Sacco.
I love meeting new people.
Hey! That's my friend! Nobody does that to my friend! You know what? You're a bully! And you too, Mr. Sacco! You know something? I'm gonna stand up to you, just like Feeny told me to. And then you're both gonna back down. You know why? Because you are a bully by definition.
Would you like to fly through the air or go through the wall?
Air, please.